Good morning, everyone. We may have it quiet now, please. We'll get started. To begin this memorable ceremony, the colors will come forward to the front of the platform. Our national anthem. Thank you very much, the ROTC Color Guard. Now I want the cheerleaders up here for With an A. Let's yell out.
Show is going to be close.
Okay, let's go now with an A. Everybody, let's go.
On this field this morning to celebrate another important step toward providing a living memorial to the college's men and women who have given their lives in service to our country. Today we'll break ground for the College Memorial Union, which will be a campus living room to convert this college from a house of learning into a home of learning. It is my great pleasure to bring to you now a man whom we all know and love, our own Tempe resident, the Honorable Howard Pyle, Governor of Arizona.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. I don't think anything has happened since it has been my privilege to serve the state of Arizona in my present capacity that has brought me greater personal satisfaction than the historic moment in which we now share. As you know, the problem of developing a student union building for this campus has been one of considerable consequence for many a day. This problem has a lot of age on it. And I'm delighted that the present student body here at Arizona State, many of you at least, will have an opportunity to enjoy the facilities of this new student union building before you will be leaving the campus. Money is always the problem in connection with a project of this kind. And those who have done such an outstanding job from the standpoint of contributing, those who have done the work of conducting the financial campaign that was necessary to the popular subscription phase of it, the state legislature and the taxpayers of the state, the student body for its enthusiasm, the leadership of the college for its constant patience and continuing effort, all are to be commended warmly for this great culmination of many, many, many years of planning. As you know, we went out to raise just over $1 million. The plans ultimately call for $1,200,000 without, I believe, the appointments which will ultimately furnish this new plant. We were able to get $500,000 from the state legislature. I think the subscriptions to date amount to about $365,000. And then there are various other ways in which additional funds are being made available, up to within about $100,000 of what will ultimately be needed to retire the total cost of this enterprise. This means that many of our donors and many who have not as yet contributed from the standpoint of public subscription will still have opportunities to do so before we finally are able to complete this structure and make it a finished product for this campus. I know you are all going to remember this day with tremendous enthusiasm, and it is my hope that this war memorial to the great sacrificial student contribution of this campus in all of the engagements of the immediate past will stand as a pleasing and comforting enterprise on this corner for as long as this campus shall remain the home of learning that it has been for all these many years. As the governor of the state representing all of the counties, all of the institutions, all of the taxpayers, it's my privilege to commend you, congratulate you, and wish this enterprise the very best of every good thing from this hour on. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Governor Pyle. And I know that you'll want to meet Mrs. Pyle, Lucille Pyle, an alumna of this college. She's right down here at the left. I wish you'd give her a greeting. It is now my pleasure to introduce one of the college's most distinguished alumni. A graduate of the class of 1896, a man who has served his state in the United States Congress since Arizona became a state in 1912, and who had many prominent positions before that time in the political life of Tempe and Maricopa County. He is now the senior United States Senator from Arizona, and he served us as our honorary national chairman for our Memorial Union fundraising campaign. Here's the man whose father founded Hayden's Ferry, which is what Tempe used to be called, in the 1860s, and the first Anglo-American born in Tempe, Senator Carl Hayden, an alumnus.
As one who graduated from this institution some 58 years ago, it is good to come back to what was then an alfalfa pasture at the rear of the old schoolhouse, where when I came in the morning from the ranch, I turned my horse loose and left the saddle on the rack, and when school was over, came out and saddled him up. And he'd been well fed all day on this alfalfa. That's a great change that I've seen in these years in this institution. And I'm proud to be one who was, he is one of its early graduates, one who has watched its growth over the succeeding years, and one who I was, in a way, could help toward the construction of this new building here. I think, in my judgment, no step has been taken that will be of greater cultural benefit, build greater friendships, make those who come to the college remember it better than the construction of the Student Union building. And I am here happy to participate in its dedication. And I thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hayden. Now, this building belongs to the students. You helped raise the money for it, and you're going to enjoy it. Here is your student president, Bill Colson.
Thank you. I'm sure that I represent the present student body, the student body since the time of Ed Carson, under whose student administration the student union drive was begun, and the student bodies to come. When I say thank you, Mr. Stauffer, and the taxpayers, the students, the alumni, the friends of the college and faculty who you represent for making at last the construction of this Student Memorial Union a reality. We are deeply grateful to you, and we'll strive always to use the facilities of the union in a manner which will make you just as proud of us as we are grateful to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill. Now, the faculty and staff of the college also had a big part in making this building possible. It's going to be their building, too. And here is the faculty chairman of the campus fundraising drive, who did a great job, Dr. George Bateman, head of the physical sciences department.
Thank you. It certainly has been a great pleasure in working with students, faculty, alumni, and the community in furthering this project here. And I think it's worthwhile to note that it is a community project in which all of us have worked together. The faculty has been very generous in their and the staff have been very generous in the support of this project. And I'm very glad to announce that provisions will be made for a faculty lounge and the faculty dining room. I thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bateman. Now, as you know, it took a lot of organization to raise the money and make the plans for this building. And the college was extremely fortunate in the choice of the campaign's executive committee. Now, they couldn't all be here this morning, but I want to read their names. Wesley W. Norp, Martin Wist, Hugh Gruel, M.O. Best, Walter R. Bimson, John Jacobs, Sidney B. Moore, Joseph Lancer Sr., John B. Mills. Now, three of them are with us today, and I want you to hear just a word from them. First, Sidney B. Moore, a graduate of 1914, many times alumni president, now a member of the alumni board, attorney, and state director of the United States Brewers Foundation. Mr. Moore.
Say thank you. I'm glad to be here. You don't want to hear from me. Thanks.
Another member of our executive committee, an Arizona industrialist, civic leader, owner of the Westward Ho and other enterprises, John B. Mills.
Thank you very much. This building is going to furnish such a wonderful service and much needed service to this great college that I'm very happy to have made a small contribution to its success. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mills. A significant amount of our funds has come from college sources. Now, we're indebted for the untiring efforts of the comptroller of the college, Mr. Moneybags. He's an alumnus of the class of 1934. He won the Alumni Service Award in 1952 for his work on the student union. It's a pleasure to give you Gilbert L. Cady, campaign treasurer. He's counting his money. He's right over there in the corner of the crowd, very bashful, but we appreciate all that he has done and is doing. Now, the gal Friday, who kept the records and was a dynamo of energy in the campaign, I wanted to stand and take a good bow. Marge McCamey, now campaign director of the Shrine of the Ages Chapel Corporation and secretary of our campaign. Now, an indispensable man who for at least 9 years, and he may correct me on that, has been working on the plans for this building, architect Kemper Goodwin of Tempe.
Thank you. It hasn't been quite nine, but it has been since 1948. This building contains so many different things. The requirements are such that it has been one of the most interesting jobs we've ever done. I hope that it has everything in it which you students and those to come would like to have. I'm sure that the space will soon prove too small, but we have attempted to give you everything possible and as much space as possible within the funds available. Thanks.
Thank you, Kemper. Now we're all anxious to know how long will it take to finish the building. Here's a man who can tell us, a representative of the TGK Construction Company, Mr. George Arvide.
Well, I won't take much of your time because we're going to get this dream started and get it underway, and we should have it completed within 365 days. Thank you.
Now we're going to have the band play a selection, and we'll continue with the ceremony. The most important speaker yet to come, and then we're going to dig this first shovel full of dirt here. I want you to hear a word from the man who was campus chairman of our entire campus campaign and who will have a lot to do with the way this building serves the campus in the future. Our Dean of Students, Dr. Weldon P. Schofstall.
I do want to sound just one note that I don't believe has been expressed up until this time. Many people falsely get the idea that a student union is just a big recreation hall, such as one would find in a big city. And of course it is that. It is a place where we come and have fun, get together, and it is the heart of the campus. But it is more than that. If we do not fail those people who have spent so much time, energy, and money in making this union possible, we will fail them unless we do make this not just a recreation hall, but a place of education, a place where we learn. You know that the big industry has determined without a doubt that from 85 to 90% of the people who lose jobs after they get out in life lose it not because of a lack of ability, not because of a lack of formal training, but they lose it because of a lack of ability to get along with other people. That phase of the education on this campus is one of those aspects of our education to which this union, this building, will contribute more. I enter this next year with great humility as well as gratitude. Humility for fear that we will not be able to make the maximum use of this building, do on this campus what this building gives us a chance to do. But I'm sure we will do it with men like Bill Colson and student leaders such as he, which we'll have in the future, and a student body such as this has turned out here now. I'm proud to look forward, and I'm sure you are too. Thank you all who contributed to this great event here today and the future that it means for this institution. Thank you very much.
Now we come to the high point of the morning ceremony. I know you've been waiting to hear from our president, Dr. Grady Gamage.
Mr. Chairman, members of our executive campaign committee, and students and faculty, this is a real red letter day in the history of this college. It's a day about which we have dreamed and hoped for a long time, to see the beginning of its final culmination and realization in the building that will be erected at this place is indeed a great moment for all of us. As has been suggested, we should all feel very humble. I especially feel that way because I am personally and officially on behalf of the college indebted to so many people for the marvelous spirit of cooperation, the spirit of giving, the spirit of helpfulness that has made this moment possible. We could not have begun to realize this building if it had not been for the goodwill of people of the state of Arizona, the helpfulness of the students and faculty, and of the alumni. We perhaps could take it for granted that students would be helpful, that alumni would be helpful, and faculty would be. But we actually had no right to take it for granted that citizens of the state would respond in the generous and enthusiastic manner in which they responded. We are deeply indebted to them. We are especially indebted to Charlie Stauffer, who headed up the drive, to Senator Hayden, who lent the prestige of his name and of his influence, and was helpful in other ways, to the members of the executive committee, and especially to those who gave from, I think the largest gift was $25,000, down to 10 cents. We are grateful to all of them. We are grateful to Mr. Mills and Mr. Moore, who took time out to be with us this morning. John Mills is one of the busiest men in the United States. We're indeed honored to have him on our campus. Sidney is one of our own graduates and one of us, and we expect him to be here. But we have no right to expect a man like John Mills, Senator Hayden, Governor Pye, men who are especially busy at this particular time, too, more than ever. We have no right to expect them to take their time to come out here, and we are indebted to them for that. This union will be the cross current, the place for the where we will sense the cross current of student and faculty life. It will be a recreational center. It will be an educational center. It will be a place that will enrich the lives and the experiences of our students from the time it is dedicated for the next century, I hope, and I'm sure it will. So again, I'm grateful to all of you, and thank you for coming this morning. And with that feeling of satisfaction that I know we all have, I'm going to say that in 365 days, if not sooner, we expect to dedicate this building. I hope it'll be at least a month sooner than that.
Thank you, President Gamage. And now, Mr. Student Union himself, the man who wore out more shoe leather, pounding the pavements of Arizona, getting contributions than most of us wear out in many, many years. A man who was graduated from this college in 1901, former publisher of the Arizona Republic and Phoenix Gazette, former alumni president and member of our alumni board. A man who gave 16 hours a day for over a year to furthering this cause for you and for us. I think I've said all I can say, but it isn't enough. Here is the General Campaign Chairman, Charles A. Stauffer.
I certainly thank you, and that cheer certainly gave me a thrill. But even at that, it isn't the thrill that I have. I have the greatest thrill ever had in my life, because a dream is coming true. Persistency, we are told, hath its reward. And certainly the persistency of the president and this committee and everybody else that worked on this drive for 3 years should be rewarded. And the greatest reward I can think of is the satisfaction that we're going to have a real student union building in the finest college, should be university, in the Southwest. I'll just say that I'm extremely happy that you're going to have an institution or a project here that will prove one of the richest factors in your college life, that will bring you all together and give you an opportunity to learn to be citizens. And in this day and age of the world, we know that with people coming in masses instead of few, that you do need greater cooperation and greater understanding, and that's what this is going to give this school. I'm happy, very happy indeed, that you are going to have this institution, and I'm happy that all the students in the future are going to have it, and I'm going to express an appreciation before this student body of the administration, the administration and the work of the school. It's the respect that the state of Arizona has for it. I think that you should be happy, and I'm very happy that we probably have one of the best college presidents in the United States, and I certainly wish you, every one of you, the greatest of happiness in this institution. I thank you.
And now, of course, we've had all of the talking we're going to have, and from this point on...
Except I think I failed to express our appreciation to Jimmy here. Now, Jimmy was the real spark plug and enthusiasm that managed the details and kept everything coordinated and running smoothly and effectively. And we are indebted to him. I think I failed to say that.
Thank you very much. If I ever have anything to do with another fundraising drive, I just hope I can have Charlie Stauffer and Carl Hayden to take the ball. That's what I hope. Thank you very much. Now, Zud Schammel of Arizona Sand and Rock is over there with his big shovel, and...